We present Best Sellers. Best Sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday.
April 1945, the Third Reich's 13th hour. Into the blazing rubble of Berlin parachutes a unit of Allied commandos. Their mission? To kidnap Hitler. We present the 13th hour.
Saturday, April the 28th, 1945.
Verdun.
What?
Verdun. The Tiergarten looks like Verdun. From the last war, it ceased to be a park. Charred stumps, gnarled roots rearing from the torn earth. Instead of carefully laid ponds and lagoons, they are now muddy quagmires. And everywhere, exhausted soldiers like ourselves having to dig foxholes into slit trenches. Smoke and morning mist merging and drifting. I tell you, Monsieur Cadio, it is exactly like Verdun. We lost that too. And they said it would be the last war.
Never mind, old man. There's not far to go now. We'll soon reach the zoo.
And I wonder how that will look.
Come on, we better move on. Here comes Lieutenant Ranzer. Now that we've left the canal safely behind us, the Obersturmfuhrer has recovered his nerve.
I don't think I can go much further. I'm pretty tired.
Here, come on, hold on to my belt. Let me pull you.
Hilda! No talking! Keep quiet!
He never fails us, does he, Ranzer?
I slipped the mud.
Go on. Hang on to my arm.
Yeah. I'll lift you up.
Okay, that's it.
Me, I am tired. I'm so tired.
It's not far to go now. It's a couple
of... Keep moving.
Come on.
Back.
Keep moving. It's not so far. Another 100 yards.
Husband.
Beware! Abby, if we may just keep quiet. He's watching us closely now.
Abby, I'm worried about my wife. If the Russians have broken through, our cellar in Kreuzberg is no longer safe.
Hey, it won't hurt civilians.
I wish I could be sure. I should be there to protect her. Do you think Lieutenant Ranzer would let me go? I can be of little more use to him.
Not a chance. He's a pretty hard case.
I don't care. I don't care. My wife, she is my life. Let him do what he will. I've got to slip away and go back to her.
Obersturmfuhrer is watching every step we take. You make one move, Then he'll shoot you down.
I must try.
Now, hold on a while, old man. When we get to the zoo, I'll find some way to distract him. Then you can make a break when his back's turned.
I told you to keep quiet. What are you whispering about, huh?
He's tired. The others, too. We haven't had any rest since the day before yesterday. Can't you give him a few minutes?
You'll rest when you are dead. In the meantime, keep moving. We're almost there. Well, hurry, all of you. The zoo lies just ahead.
Animals everywhere. The elephants, kangaroos, lions, all dead.
The keepers probably shot the lions themselves as a safety precaution to keep them from roaming free in the event of a lion house collapsing.
Army, huh? Look at the bird sanctuary. Nothing but a snarl of wire mesh filled with lifeless feathered bodies.
You know, I'm surprised no one has tried to steal the meat. I see even Rosa's dead.
Rosa?
She used to be my favorite. The hippo.
Oh, yeah, me. There she is, floating belly up in her pond, an unexploded mortar shell half buried in her side.
Makes you sick, doesn't it? Used to be one of the finest zoos in Europe.
Yeah, Corporal. Monsieur Cadillo was just remembering.
Ah, you have been in Berlin before. Before the war?
As a student, yeah. That's how I learned to speak German.
Ah, so that explains it. Well, there you are. We've reached our objective. There are the Flak Towers.
Looks like some medieval fortress.
As you can see, shelling hasn't harmed it at all. Should be safe inside there.
Not if the Russians come so far as surrounding it.
The main tower, that squat one over there, has its own power plant and water supply. It says that there are over 30,000 Berliners sheltering inside.
Corporal!
The Obersturmführer.
Corporal! Sir, there's a gap in your south zoo wall. A nearly deserted wolf enclosure.
Let us hope it is deserted, sir. I can hear an animal howling.
It's a baboon. It's still in its cage. Just frightened by the noise.
Must be the only animal to have survived.
It won't be for much longer. Anyway, you dig in by that gap.
Well, shouldn't we check in with the sector commander first?
You dig in where I command.
Yeah.
You.
Yes, sir.
Since you seem so concerned about the physical comfort of the Arthurs, you will do the digging. I want a slit trench here, 6 foot long, and another over there. The corporal.
Yeah.
Given your entrenching tool.
That's a big undertaking for one man, Herr Obersturmführer. I'm willing to give him a hand if you want me to.
Nothing is too difficult for a hero. Let him do it alone.
Yes, Herr Obersturmführer.
Now give him the tool so that he may get on with it.
Yes, Herr Obersturmführer.
The rest of you, take cover and get a few minutes rest. As for you, my friend, I will sit here and watch you so that you don't decide to slack off.
Yes.
You seem to be taking your time.
Yes, Herr Obersturmführer. No, sir.
It's taken you 15 minutes and you still have not finished? Perhaps our hero isn't as strong as he would like to think that he is?
Yes, Herr Obersturmführer.
Well, you'd better start working a little harder, my friend.
Herr Obersturmführer, sir.
Yes, Corporal, what is it?
That sound, sir. If you listen.
Thanks!
Oh!
Perhaps if you shoot this wall, sir, and look through the field glasses.
Yes. Yes, of course. Yeah. Here, come on.
Yeah. All right, now, sir.
Yes.
Can you see anything, Herr Obersturmführer?
Yes. Oh, no, it's about 5 blocks from the zoo.
Coming this way?
Yeah.
I must get away.
What do you think we should do, sir?
Help me down, Corporal.
Yes, sir. Hey! Sir, be back.
Huh?
You, sir! Where do you think you're going?
Not now, Feedback, for heaven's sake, not yet.
Oh, all right, fire!
No, I must...
Oh, no! Ah. You bastard! I'll get you for this. No.
Stop him! Suspend!
Don't move. I have his pistol.
Obersturmführer.
He's dead.
You killed him!
That's right. Sliced his neck with the blade of your entrenching tool. Thanks for the loan of it, Corporal. No. Not with any weapon, Corporal. I got you covered. Now, Corporal, you go and see how the old man is.
Yeah.
As for the rest of you, don't any of you move. Well, Corporal?
He's dead. First shot entered his back between the shoulder blade. Second blew away a portion of his skull.
Never mind that. So he's dead. No, Corporal, I got my eye on you. Throw the Schmeisser on the ground. That's it. Now kick it further away from you. Good. All right, come back here.
What do you intend to do?
I'm leaving. And don't try to stop me, any of you.
Don't worry. I've had enough of this damned business. I'm leaving too. And anyone else who wishes to.
They can go home?
Yeah. If they have homes to return to. No reason to stay here. It's over. We've lost. Is that all right with you, Frenchman?
Do whatever you want.
Very well, then.
I suggest we disperse. Yeah. Every man for himself. Don't stop to talk to anyone. Get under cover as soon as you can. Yes. And don't come out until the shooting stops. Come on! Get going! Here comes the tanks!
Sagging in several places. Daylight filtering through the cracks. Deep fissure facing the street and bulging brick walls. Hell, must have taken a real pounding. No wonder they left. Oh, so tired, so damn tired. Oh, I must sit down and rest. At least one have to face Frau Feedback and tell her about her husband. Poor, dumb, brave little man. If he'd only waited a few minutes until the tanks came and the SS officer died for cover. What a waste. Dying like that.
I get some sleep.
No. No, I don't dare. I must get out of here. Find four more somehow. Where to start? No, it's not possible. Come on. Come on. Come on. It's hard to think. I'm so tired. Come on, rest a moment. Can't hurt. Just a couple of minutes. I won't sleep. Sick. When I first caught sight of the Kreutzberg room, my stomach wrenched. I saw the top floor had caved in and the side wall had disappeared.
Yeah.
Several of the surrounding buildings had fallen into the street, and then there were two twisted field guns lying half buried under the debris.
I know. There was a third somewhere. They were our only defense against the Russians. Them and a handful of soldiers. Most of them Volkssturmes and volunteers, Pressgang like yourself. Schoolboys and old men.
Yes, I can imagine.
They didn't last long, except for the one gun. And it gave us our chance. Oh, Henri, when I returned and saw what we had escaped, everywhere there is the stench of death.
I thought you were all in there. I raced down the street, squirming over massive new mounds of rubble to climb up to this room. Oh,
my poor friend, to have been so alarmed.
There was a jungle of beams and wall boarding that had spilled from the floor above, blocking the cellar stairway. I tore at that clutter like a wild man until it was big enough for me to get through. I felt my weight on the stairs. I don't know, just dreading what I would find.
Only to discover after all your efforts that we weren't here.
Yeah. Not a soul. Not you. Nor the other women. Not even... No one.
But that should have given you some relief.
No, not at the time. I'd gone through the edges of hell to get here from the Tiergarten.
The Tiergarten?
Yeah. Shells were raining down like white-hot hail. Burned-out vehicles and dead bodies, mortars whistling, black smoke everywhere. The last few German tanks clanking off toward the Landwehr to meet the Russian breakthrough. Exhausted soldiers and Volkssturmers falling back like zombies, taking up new positions. Some fleeing the first time their officers looked away. Others, I don't know, too numb to do anything but follow orders.
Henri.
I had to hold up time and again to avoid being spotted. Only to reach here and discover you were gone.
I am sorry.
Don't be ridiculous. Thank heavens you did go. You'd not be alive now if you had remained.
I know. That is what I thought. What I told others.
After my first feelings of regret that I'd missed you, my stomach started reasoning for itself, and I spotted some of the food.
But it couldn't have been much.
Some shriveled turnips on the floor, moldy bread. A can without a label. I didn't have a can opener. I shoved one of the turnips into my mouth. It was pulpy, sharp tasting. Then I tried the bread, and that held mold on the surface. I rubbed it against the rough cellar wall, scraping off most of the mold. And then I dug out the rest with my fingernails.
Oh, you poor thing. What it must have tasted like.
Heavenly. I prowled the cellar a second time. I probably didn't quite believe you'd left. I began wondering if the authorities had taken you away. Then I decided that it wasn't likely.
Why?
Because there is no authority, not anymore. Just people trying to stay alive. Those soldiers still firing at the Russians, they aren't going to do it to defend your Führer or to obey their officers. They're just doing it because they see it as a means of protecting their lives. Hell, if only they knew.
I think they do.
I noticed that you'd left all your things, all your belongings, so I guess that you'd left in a hurry.
We did.
Even your teddy bear. I mean, your sister's, that is. Then I just felt exhausted. I saw the mattress and I didn't intend falling asleep, but I did. And where are the others?
We all left last night. The shelling was so heavy. I was not sure I would find our building standing when I got back.
Fourmoy. Is he all right?
Who?
I'm sorry. My friend, Maurice.
Oh, yes. Elfrieda and her sister are taking care of him. We found a place in Mita, a large church. I only came back to post the address for you and her feedback. Henri? What is it? Where is Herr Fiebeck? Did he not come with you?
Herr Fiebeck died for Greater Germany this afternoon.
Oh. How did it happen? He was killed by the Russians?
No. A lousy Nazi officer did it. Shot the top off his head because he wanted to come home.
What am I going to say to Frau Fiebeck?
It was just so damned senseless. The poor old bastard only wanted to come and look after his wife. No one would have missed him. What kind of people are they? Shoot a tired old man just because he's had enough of fighting.
Why do you always reproach only the Germans? Do you think there are no mean, spiteful people on your side as well? No cruel Americans, no brutal British, no savage Russians? People are people, no matter what skin they wear. Some are good, and some are not.
Eric, I know that. Good heavens, we don't have to argue about that, huh? Oh, I'm just tired and a little sickened by what I've seen. I'm sorry.
So, you are sickened by what you have seen? What would you know about what we have been through?
What do you mean?
You are an American, an outsider. Your countrymen sit comfortably behind their borders, eating lavishly and complaining about sacrifice. Not enough sugar for their 6 daily cups of coffee. Only 3 or 4 pounds of meat a week.
Erica.
Sacrifice. How would Americans behave if they lost millions of their young men on battlefields? How gentle would they be if their skies were filled night and day with thousands of bombers blowing up their cities and killing everyone? It is so easy to be self-righteous when one is safe.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem to recall that it was your glorious Führer and his Nazi cronies who started all this. The millions who died in the early days were all Polish and French and Russian and Norwegian and Belgian.
I see. Then revenge is in order, is it not? Returning cruelty for cruelty is acceptable. Is that what you are saying? Does that not prove my point? That evil can march under any flag? Does it not show?
Doesn't it show what?
Oh, nothing. I don't want to argue with you anymore. You have put me in a position of defending something that I find indefensible. I am not angry. I don't know what made me fly off that way. After all, we could never be enemies. I need you. And I think you need me. If we are to live through the next few days. To die in any fashion is difficult. But to die alone is too horrible to contemplate.
We're not gonna die. I've decided I'm against the idea.
Wait here.
Erica, where are you going?
You will see. Wait here. Here.
A bottle of Louvre. But this is your special bottle.
I know. We will drink it together.
You told me that you were going to save it and share it with your young man when he gets back.
He is not coming back. I know that. I suppose I always have. You are my young man now. We will drink this wine and get gloriously drunk. And then...
And then?
We will make love.
Are you sure?
I am quite sure.
You have been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world. Best Sellers is brought to you every Monday to Friday on Springbok Radio at 9 p.m.
John Lee's dramatic novel, The 13th Hour, is adapted for radio by John Cavigia and produced by Andre Bortman.